Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Joining me now on the WBEN Lifeline, Ted Lina, moderator of political debates at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Susan, and thank you for having me on.
Ted, it's a big excitement for this debate tonight. It's like the summer blockbuster. You've watched debates over the years, presidential debates. How does this one, the run-up to this one, compare to previous presidential debates?
This is a huge debate. And before I address that, I just wanted to mention that if Trump should win, not the debate, but the office, we haven't had this happen since 1892, when a former mayor of Buffalo, all right, Grover Cleveland, was elected president of the United States, having served and lost an election. So history is not on the former president's side, but it is a huge event and something that's not seen in modern time.
That's an interesting footnote that I haven't heard before. Thank you for that. What are you expecting tonight with the showdown? Do you think it'll be a big brawl, a spirited debate, or a sleeper?
Well, obviously, nobody knows, myself included. I'm sure their handlers are telling them what not to do, but I think both of them find it very difficult to take the advice, and they tend to be very spontaneous in what they're doing. I was surprised when they announced that the debate would be on CNN. They have a moderator that has been very critical of the former president, and I can't imagine criticizing over an extended period of time our county executive or mayor or district attorney and then asking them to debate. So I think it's a big mistake not having the presidential commission do it and have at least moderators that we know aren't biased. Every moderator, every questioner has an opinion, but you need to keep that to yourself. And I also want to point out before I answer your question, I think it's a big mistake not having a moderator and a panel asking questions. It's very, very difficult to keep candidates in line, especially at this level of a debate. And I really think they need someone to do that. And in the past, they've proved that they haven't been able to do that. I think that each side has their problems. Trump's problem, obviously, is he interrupts too much. He often doesn't think and responds. He's got to try to be more presidential.
Well, on that point, I'm wondering what you think of this format with no studio audience, and the microphones will be muted unless it's their turn to speak.
I think muting should have been done years ago. We've always done that. We've always done no notes. And before we have a debate in writing, and we meet as a team before our debate, and we go over all of the rules, and each candidate is told if they continue to talk past finishing their sentence, your microphone will be muted. And there's the utmost respect. There's a lack of that at the national level in presidential debates, and I really don't understand it. And the only reason it exists is because it's been allowed to exist in the past. If you look at the 60 debate with Nixon and Kennedy, it was much more professional and formal. Today, it's gone off the rails. And, you know, I think there's a big problem with that. I also wanted to say in regard to President Biden that he needs to stay focused, and he does tend to ramble. And he needs, as Alexander Hamilton wrote in the Federalist Papers, he needs to have energy. Hamilton believed that energy is necessary to the executive branch, and this is something he needs to show tonight. And he has an hour and a half on stage. That's a very long debate. And also, he has to try to present himself well and not sound like he's mad all the time. So I think it's going to be very interesting, and I'm very excited about it. I think people watching the debate should realize they shouldn't be addressing their base. They have the base. We have lots of young voters under 30, 18 to 30, that have paid little attention to this. So they'll be forming an impression regarding each candidate. Obviously, if you're older, we have an impression of these two men. We know what their positions are. So tonight, my opinion is that style does, no pun intended, trumps substance. They have to come across very presidential and professional, and to some extent, try to be more likable than they currently are. I mean, what the two candidates have in common is they're old, they're not well-liked, all right, and they tend to talk too much.
You put it bluntly. That's really, that's great, Ted. I want to ask, too, about body language, which is a big factor in debates. Does that give a candidate an edge, something that they do with their body language when it comes to people watching?
It absolutely does. And psychologists tell us that 90% of what we convey to others is nonverbal. And that would be, Susan, as you pointed out, the body language. So obviously, if they're unhappy with a question that's being asked or response that's been given by their opponent, they cannot tense up. They have to make good eye contact with the moderator, the questioners, their opponent, and they have to appear to be somewhat relaxed. Trump used that effectively, I think, against Clinton, and I wouldn't recommend doing this when he walked behind Hillary and he stood behind her. And that's very intimidating. He tends to enjoy doing that. And once again, though, I don't think that's presidential. And I think tonight they have to appear very, very presidential.
Well, Ted, great to hear from you this morning. I bet you wish that kids were in school right now.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about it, and I don't want the summer away, but I can't wait to get back in September. There's a lot to say and talk about.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. Really appreciate it. That's Ted Lina, moderator of political debates at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.